this is something that's good news for toxicology, but good news for the university and for the surrounding area to have something like this offered.
Oh, absolutely. Very good news for our program to develop expertise in the occupational health and safety field. We have an expert on board, John Herrock, an industrial hygienist that consults in the field locally, regionally, and through this part of the country. So that's one focus that we wanted to reach out to the business community and to help with occupational health and safety issues.
John Herrock, how is it that the idea for this really came about?
Well, many of our toxicology graduates end up working in the field of occupational health and safety. And that being the case, we just thought this was a natural progression to add a certificate program like this to our tox program.
And who is this most likely, being a post-baccalaureate certificate, who is this most likely to appeal to?
It's going to appeal to safety and health professionals and HR professionals in industry, especially a lot of the small companies we have in this area where an HR director or professional is wearing numerous hats, including the safety and health hat.
And how is that something that's going to be helping these small businesses to have somebody who is specifically trained in occupational safety and health?
The plan is for them to have a better understanding and grasp of OSHA laws and how to comply with those laws so that they can protect their employees better as well as be in compliance with OSHA regulation.
And I know certainly there are a number of classes and certifications that OSHA offers. What do you see this being able to do better than some of those classes?
Well, we hope to cater this to the local businesses, to the ag businesses that make up a lot of this region. We're going to expand and grow on what OSHA offers and follow their format for many of the classes they offer.
And what would you say that finishing this certificate would be something that would help those people in those jobs do what better?
I think it would help them do their jobs more effectively, more efficiently. They'll have a better understanding for safety and health in the workplace and how to mitigate hazardous environments.
Can you give me an example?
Fall protection. If you look at OSHA accident reports, falls are very common in industry, especially falls from ladders. Numerous fatalities and injuries occur in tree pruning industries, and just to have a better understanding of fall protection may help save some industry, some injuries, and some lives.
And you mentioned agribusiness, certainly dealing industries that are dealing with fertilizers, herbicides, and the treatment of those. From the toxicology side, there's certainly a greater aspect for having that bigger body of knowledge.
Yes, OSHA's hazard communication standard deals primarily with toxic hazardous chemicals, and to help the local businessmen, local safety professional understand MSDS requirements and the information provided on those sheets will be a big plus.
And ultimately, the overarching goal of this in the area is really to make safer workplaces.
Yes, make safer workplaces, reduce occupational injuries, illnesses, and fatalities throughout all business areas.
What's the difference in being able to offer something like that here in Monroe as opposed to traveling to some distance for this kind of training?
Right now, there's very little safety and health training offered in the Monroe area. Employers have to send their employees to Dallas or to New Orleans, Baton Rouge for training. There is always the online option too, but for classroom experience and hands-on experience, this will offer a local resource so that businesses in Southern Arkansas and North Louisiana can send their employees without the travel expense involved in sending them to Dallas or someplace like that.
Can you comment on why maybe doing it in a class over the course of a semester instead of an intensive 3-day is going to be better for students retaining some of that information?
I think offering the courses over length of a semester will allow us to do more question and answer in the classroom, more hands-on experience, discussion time, so that they can really get the nuts and bolts, perhaps even bring in professionals from industry to emphasize certain points in some of the courses.
Similar training and similar certifications, but perhaps a deeper experience.
That's what we're hoping for, a much better experience.
Dr. Kevin Baer, what are some of the benefits that having a post-baccalaureate certificate here at ULM is going to offer to the existing toxicology students?
It'll provide additional training and opportunities for our students and our newly graduating students as they prepare to enter into the job market. Our BS degree in toxicology is very unique. We're the only BS degree program not only in the state but in the southeastern United States. We're one of seven in the country. And so it's very important for us to utilize the expertise that we have in the department, such as John, and help the needs of the state of Louisiana and this region.
We should point out that having this approval from the board, this program is something that's in development, and there's a timeline to before you're actually ready to start enrolling students.
That's right. The next step is to meet with some of the area businesses and to discuss their needs and to see where we can work together to really design these courses, not only to meet the OSHA standards, but to meet their specific business needs, safety needs. We have identified a few courses that that we are going to develop initially, and these courses will have general appeal to the majority of the business needs.
Dr. Kevin Baer is the Department Chair of Toxicology and Professor here at ULM. John Harrock is a toxicology instructor and also an industrial hygienist. Gentlemen, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Comments or questions about the show can be emailed to woodard@ulm.edu or send them to ULM Forum, care of KEDM Public Radio, 250 Stubbs Hall, 401 Bayou Drive, Monroe, Louisiana, 71209. You can listen, download, podcast, and share the ULM Forum online at kedm.org in the listening room.